What's that?
I'm sorry, what? Why, yes, this is a Cheesehead TV Carry the G coffee mug. I'm so glad you asked. And yes, you can find yours at teespring.com/store/CheeseheadTV. The link to the Teespring store is below your YouTube video at the moment. It just tastes better when you're carrying the G. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to everyone. Especially those of you already in the comments section mixing it up. We all know Aaron Jones is back. Went ham on somebody last night, and I have to apologize for that because I was so excited. Somebody was asking about the cap ramifications, and I said, who cares? And I still don't care, but my reaction was a little strong. I was just very excited that Aaron Jones was back. So I just wanted to lead today by apologizing for yelling because, you know, you don't deserve that. You're just fanning the way you fan, and that's cool, man. I just don't fan that way. But I did want to apologize. So I'm sorry I yelled at you. Hope you're having a great Monday. And you should check out Carry the G Mug at teespring.com/store/CheeseheadTV. Pogs, what's up? Good morning. I have that sweatshirt and sticker. There you go. Well, now you can have the mug. It's all good. Eric, happy Monday. How are you? New York Cheesehead, how you doing, man? Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Aaron Jones, greater than the salary cap. Be happy, people. I'm down with it. I am down with it. I am all in. Michael, thank you for the super chat. I wanted to be excited about Aaron Jones, but then I got to work today and Microsoft Excel told me I'm a dumb piece of crap. You know, don't listen to Excel. Excel doesn't know what it's doing. Come on, man. Get up. Get up for the get down. Good morning. What's up, ranting Packers fan? How are you, man? Good to see you. Getting yelled at by you should be a Patreon perk. That's amazing. I don't even know what to say to that. That's incredible. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Lindsley reunites with Meyer and Jax. I think that's a possibility. They've certainly got the money. I would keep an eye out on the Jets. I think, you know, coming here to New York, playing with LaFleur's brother in the same system, helping shepherd along whatever young quarterback the Jets end up going with, whether that's Darnold or somebody in the draft, I think makes a world of sense. And the Jets got money to spend. So I do think, yeah, there's a good possibility that one of those two things ends up occurring. But who knows? Yeah, it could end up being the Eagles for all we know. We'll find out. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Stimmy fun equals Pappy fun. Carry the G. Thank you, Kyle. That is very kind of you. I really got to go and figure out what the Pappy fund is up to at this point. Because we got to be getting close, right? Come on now. We got to be getting close. Banky ain't going to have any more excuses. We're going to have to buy me some fucking Pappy. That's what I'm talking about. Dustin, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Love 7 a.m. live chats to start the workday. Hey, man, wherever you are, that's where we are. Devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Keep it up on the West Coast. What up, Todd? How are you, man? How much will Jones cost the pack? Butch, we don't know yet. You can ignore any initial numbers. I know there was a lot talked about yesterday in regards to what Schefter tweeted, and then there was a follow-up report about the average salary per year, etc. Ignore all of that. Just wait. When we get the actual contract and look at the real numbers, we'll have a much better understanding of where he fits and how much it's cost. Until then, just be happy. He's back. That's what I'm talking about. Taysom Hill got paid. Oh, Travis, who cares? I mean, from the bottom of my soul, who cares? They're going to literally have a quarterback competition in New Orleans. I love it. Morning, Nags. Morning, Mark. How are you, man? TKM at his post. What's up? Thanks for the super chat. To spread the wealth, Russ Ball first and foremost, but Goody and Murphy, we have great leadership. F keyboard warriors carry the G. Hey, man, I very much agree. You know that the leadership in Green Bay is outstanding, and I think they're doing a fucking phenomenal job. As far as F keyboard warriors, man, you know, it doesn't have to be that contentious. You know I get after people sometimes, but people fan the way they want to fan, and that's cool. It's just not for me or us, you know, and that's fine. They can go do whatever they want to do, and we're going to do what we want to do over here, and never the twain shall meet. except on Twitter. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Now that Jones is staying, is there a place he can go to find tickets for events and Pappy's? I don't know, man. We haven't. I would love to renew our relationship with Ticket King, but they have been shut down for quite some time now. As far as Packers tickets go, we didn't obviously do anything last year with them because there were no fans in the stands until the very end. But hey, we'll see. We love Ticket King. We'd love to partner up with them again at some point if things start to open up. I can't believe Goody pulled it off. Nick, I'm right there with you, man. I am quite surprised. Very surprised. I mean, I knew there was a chance. I knew there was a flicker of hope, but I really didn't. I mean, I really do think it comes down to Aaron Jones deciding he wanted to stay in Green Bay. We've seen quotes from Rosenhaus talking about how they anticipated more money on the open market. I think that is undoubtedly true, but he, you know, went with his client's desire to stick around, to play in Green Bay. And I know it's a 4-year deal reportedly, but we'll see how many of those years are actual. You know, I tend to think he's probably going to get an initial payday and then a possibility of a, you know, kind of a reset maybe a year or two down the line in this current deal, but we'll see. Aaron Jones makes me want to type in all caps. There you go. I like it. Uncultured, thanks again. Does Cheesehead TV have a papologist on staff to keep track of the Pappy's Fund? If not, you really should. You know, we really, really should. But no, we do not. We did have somebody who was keeping track, I think, during watch parties. But now, obviously, watch parties have been over for quite some time. And no one is. Dov just tweeted it. What did Dov tweet? This should be stellar. Is Will Fuller still a possibility? Yes, Daniel. A likelihood? Probably not, but a possibility? Yes. First time you've made it live, Nate. Welcome. Welcome to the shit show. How are you doing? What happens to Jamal, though? We don't want to talk about that. Molly, after two close Super Bowl seasons, will defense start to figure out the LaFleur offense, similar to 2011? Or does our run game change that? Molly, I think because it is predicated on the run game and misdirection, I don't think it's going to be figured out anytime soon. That said, you got to keep evolving. You got to keep changing. You got to keep progressing. That's something we talked to Nathaniel Hackett about earlier this offseason. You can't just sit there and say, okay, we've arrived. You're always trying to work off of what you've done and kind of change things up a bit, still work with what's been productive. Look at what didn't work, what wasn't successful. There's always ways to improve. But, you know, this system is pretty damn good and pretty damn productive. We've seen it work in a number of different places, and I don't think it's on the precipice of being, quote-unquote, figured out anytime soon. That said, you know, the Packers can't do their opponents any favor. Like, oh, say, spread it out and let their overmatched tackles go one-on-one with premier edge rushers in championship games. I don't know. I'm just talking hypothetically here. I'm not going to bring it up on a Monday and get myself all upset. That's just me. It's just something I'm into. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Jones to agent after NFC game. Make sure you keep me in Green Bay, but with the most guaranteed money you can. That's quite possible, Nicholas. And maybe not directly after the NFC championship game. And I'd also add maybe perhaps Aaron Jones saying after the NFC championship game, that cannot be my last game in the green and gold. Possible. What big move, if any, do you expect at the start of free agency? I don't expect any big moves at the start of free agency. I expect crickets and complaints from Packers fans and then the Packers to make one or two minor signings after the initial silly money has been spent. I could be wrong. I've certainly been wrong before, but that's my expectation. Say we draft a cornerback early, hopefully the Northwestern kid. Would you still pursue Sherman or Preston? No, absolutely not. Let that guy develop and let the other guys develop who are already in your program. Does Funchess make the team? John, I really think that's a coin toss at this point. He'll be given the opportunity to compete. There's no doubt about that. But I can't sit here and tell you on March 15th or whatever it is that, yeah, he makes the team. He'll have to fight for it. Zero question about that. Do I like Mondays? Isn't there a song about that? I don't like Mondays. No. Is the Boomtown Rats? I can't remember. But no, I do not like Mondays. Williams probably goes. We probably go after a running back and a quarterback in the draft. And another quarterback? Sly. No. Well, maybe like a day three late kind of developmental guy, camp arm kind of thing. But I suspect that'll probably be an undrafted kid. Draft another quarterback? Maybe. But I doubt it. But as far as a running back, yes. I will be very surprised if they don't take a running back in this draft at some point. What else we got, folks? AJ Bouye, a solid possibility. I would sign him and draft a couple to develop. AJ Bouye, Jonathan, is literally a guy I mentioned a couple weeks ago as an under-the-radar type that the Packers could look at. Now, I don't have any inside information, but that's the type of guy I would suspect, much more so than the Richard Shermans or Patrick Petersons of the world, that this team would be kind of making calls about. He's slated to be suspended early this season. He is coming off a less than stellar year, I think, in Denver. I just think that those factors and a couple other things could possibly depress his market value, allow him to sit out there for a while, and then maybe the Packers swoop in and say, hey, come chase a ring at a team-friendly rate. It's just one guy out of literally hundreds that could be a possibility in Green Bay, but that is much more the type of guy I think Green Bay will be going after than the Dalvin Tomlinsons or Patrick Petersons of the world, unfortunately. Raymond, what's up, man? What's up in Edmonton? This Sunday was the happiest day for me in a while. I am probably one of the few that actually thinks that the Pack will sign Lindsley. Who do you think we need to pick up to complete this team? Cornerback, defensive line, middle linebacker. Raymond, I want to hope about Lindsley, but I am not holding my breath. I think he's as good as gone. As far as who they need to pick up, man, I've been saying all offseason, I'd love Dalvin Tomlinson, but I don't think they're going to get that opportunity. I don't think they're going to have the firepower to do it. As far as positions, I don't think they'll be shopping specifically for any one position. I think they'll look for bargains after that kind of silly. These first 2 days of legal tampering period will kind of shake out who's getting the big money. And then after that, the Packers will pick over what's left. And I don't think, you know, maybe defensive line, maybe edge rusher, because I think there's going to be a monster, there will be just an incredible number of pass rushers out there. Only so much money to go around from the teams looking to spend and have cap space. I think there's going to be pass rushers available to complement the three we've already got that could be really good bargains and could fit in this defense. So we'll see. I mean, everyone always asks about inside linebacker. If we know anything about the Packers, it's that they're not going to spend at that position. It's just, I just can't imagine it ever happening. But again, been wrong before. Beware the Ides of March. Ooh. Get Clark some help. Thank you, John. Interesting. Osa, whose last name I'll never learn to pronounce, out of UCLA, the defensive tackle. I put that out there on Twitter, and it was liked by one Mr. Kenny Clark. I think Kenny's up for the idea of getting him some help. No doubt about it. Magic 8-ball time. Do the Packers win another Lombardi with 12 in town? Yes, of course they do. Why would you ever say no? Of course they do. You know they have the talent. They got the means. They just need, you know, finish the deal. But yeah, of course. Come on. Thoughts on... Wait, the Magic 8-ball says yes. Do you think they only look at guys that don't affect the comp formula? I mean, I don't know about only, but I think those are the more likely to be signed, guys who were cut and on the street because of it, rather than strictly unrestricted free agents. I don't think it's a hard and fast rule, but that is the way Ted operated for a long time, and Brian seems to have, for the most part, followed that formula. Other than 2 years ago when he had a big reset on the defensive side of the ball, I think that's how Brian's going to operate as well. So, yeah, I do think it is not the end-all be-all. It's not a hard and fast rule, but I think those guys they're the ones that they would prefer to sign. Let's put it that way. Do I think they're going to cut Dean Lowry? Bernardo, I think if they were going to cut Dean Lowry, they probably would have done it by now, but that doesn't mean it can't happen yet. On Culture, man, thanks for stopping by. Have a great Monday. Who would have thought my daylight savings day would be so exciting, Nathan? What's up? Greetings from Western Colorado. What's up, Jeff? How are you, man? Extension or tender for Big Bobby Tonyan? I would think they're probably going to try to extend him. We haven't heard any references or reporting about contract talks, though. So getting down to the wire here, I would think probably a tender, but I would hope they're talking extension. I don't see them adding an offensive line in free agency besides Lane Taylor. What say you? Mark, no. Yeah, I don't. I'd be surprised if they spent free agency dollars at offensive line anywhere. I mean, I know there are concerns simply because you don't know David Bakhtiari's timeline. I do think, though, they are well-equipped to weather that storm. Maybe Lane Taylor. I don't think that's a given either. But, you know, they drafted three guys last year. They did a really good job last year of mixing and matching dependent on personnel and health. I'd be very surprised. I know there was a report this morning, early, right before I went live, that they had made inquiries or were interested in the guard out of New England. But I got to think that's mostly just checking in. I'd be shocked if they spent big money on a guard. When do you think they extend Davante Adams? Probably this summer. Now, I know Tom Silverstein reported that a extension with Za'Darius is imminent. I think they get Za'Darius done probably in this week at some point. But Davante, I would suspect probably this summer. But hey, maybe that the need for cap space at some point accelerates things and they get it done sooner rather than later. But to be clear, I will be very, very surprised if they don't extend Davante at some point this offseason. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Kind of sucks we never saw as much Rodgers versus Breeze. I guess. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I don't know, man. Look, I get Drew Brees was an incredible quarterback and will walk into the Hall of Fame, as he should. But nothing about his game ever excited me. Got to be honest. He was always given this great offensive line so he could step up in the pocket, had a great offensive system, lots of weapons, and he distributed the football. And he did a great job doing it. And I'm not saying he's not great, because he is. I understand his greatness. He just never excited me. So I don't ever feel kind of what you're talking about, Walter, as far as like, I wish we would have gotten to see more Rodgers versus Brees. I do wish we'd gotten to see more Rodgers versus Brady throughout the years. But yeah, with Brees, I don't know, man. Something about it never really excited me as a player. I do, and I think there's, if I'm being completely honest, I think there's some residual kind of stuff where, you know, they're up 45-10 on some team on a Sunday night, and they're still throwing deep, you know? And it was all like, oh, they have such killer instincts. No, man, they were just bullies. He and Peyton. It just never sat right with me. So, and I get, hey, I understand that's totally irrational and illogical and emotional. I get that. But that's the truth, man. Breeze never did it for me. And I can't even put my finger on why. Charlie, thanks for the super chat. Damn it, Nags, you were right. Russ Ball cooked. I don't know what to say, man. I'll just take a sip of the coffee. Breeze never excited you. Ha, ha, ha. LOL. Thank you, Diego. You have been able to interpret what I said into a microphone, reached your speakers or headset, however you are consuming the content, and type back exactly what I just said. And added an LOL. Truly, truly magnificent. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Breeze and Peyton were stat chasers. Yes. Yes, they were. And it's so funny how Breeze and Peyton never get the shit that McCarthy and Rodgers got for, quote unquote, only winning one Super Bowl. Yet it was so clear that they were desperate to and did everything they could to kick the can down the street and chase that ring and never succeeded. Yet, because Breeze and Peyton didn't have some weird relationship where the quarterback hated the coach, that never, ever, ever gets kind of put on them. They wasted Drew Breeze, if we're talking about wasting Aaron Rodgers, which is complete bullshit. So, of course, it's complete bullshit for the Saints, but they never get tagged with that. Well, the Packers constantly do. Drives me nuts. Jake, thanks for the super chat. No Lombardi without defensive help. All of our playoff losses for the last 25 years has been because of defense. All right. I don't know if you can strictly say that after this last championship game where the offense turned it over multiple times, had a drop touchdown pass, couldn't block anybody up front. I don't follow the kind of logic there, Jake. I mean, yes, correct. They have been deficient on defense in the past. There is zero question about that. But this last game, did they have issues? Yeah. They also took the ball away from Brady three times. Offense couldn't do jack shit with it. So, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is the offseason to kind of bang that drum. What happens to Tavon Austin, Charlie? That's a lot of question marks for a very simple, they probably just let him go. I mean, I would probably bring back Tyler Irvin way before I'd bring back Tavon Austin. That's just me. Will we miss Jamal Williams? Craig, yes, we will miss his dancing. We will miss his energy. I don't think they'll miss his production, though. I do think Jones and Dylan is going to lay waste to people. And probably whatever back they end up drafting late in the sixth round or whatever. Yeah, I don't think they'll miss his production. They'll probably miss his pass protection at some point. But for the most part, on the field, no, they won't. Can you imagine Richard Sherman lining up from Jair? I can. However, I think that's where it's going to stay in our imaginations. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Legal tampering period starts at noon today, Eastern time. Going to be really exciting to watch the Packers sit on the sidelines for 2 days and Packers fans freak out, even though the Packers did just re-sign probably the best offensive free agent that was going to be on the market in Aaron Jones. They're extending one of their premier pass rushers, edge rushers, players, etc. on defense in Za'Darius Smith. No one cares about that. Everyone wants new toys to play with. I understand it. Just breathe. Let it happen. We'll see what happens down the line in free agency. Folks, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And if you're so inclined, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. The Patreon contributions really support what we do and go a long way in supporting Cheesehead TV in general. As I always say, any place else you go on this here internet, you will find spots and people covering the team that are mostly, almost uniformly supported in some way by corporate money. Cheesehead TV is not. Cheesehead TV is complete bootstrap. All we do is by ourselves. So any bit of support you can give is greatly appreciated, including just hitting like on a video, subscribing to the channel, and then telling your friends, telling your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.